Valeu. Apoiei.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I'm your host, the Kingpin, aka Mr. Carrion, and I'm here with my buddies, Mr. Peter. Say hello.
Hey guys.
And Mr. Chris.
Hey guys, Chris.
So, before we officially start the three topics, I was informed by Chris that Machine Gun Kelly is dating. Well, I don't know if it's official, but...
Oh, my God. Machine Gun Kelly is dating Megan Fox? Megan Fox?
Bro, that's not fair.
Yo, when I saw that post, I had to look it up. There's no way. She could do so much better.
I'm crying.
She could do worse, too.
Peter, do you know what a Machine Gun Kelly is?
Yes, I know who he is. He's an American. He's a rapper.
No, he's more like
Rock star.
Yeah.
Well, star, not star.
Blonde
but...
hair, stuff like that. I know the guy.
Like Eminem.
His name is Colson Baker. That's his.
I guess.
His real name. I don't know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
He was born April 22, 1990. He's 30 years old.
Damn.
He has his laptop.
He's 6'4", you know? I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he knows his stuff. He sounds like a Machine Gun Kelly fan.
No, yeah. I have all his posters right here in my room. Come on.
You're going to have to...
But did you hear...
No, we stopped.
Did you hear his last song, though?
No, that I don't know. You know? That I don't.
It's okay.
It's all right.
That's how he met her.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, bro!
She's in the music video.
I'm so bad, though. I acquired so much hate. Wow, just looking at that post, because it's like, why she could do so good,
bro? I'm crying in the inside.
She can control like, and it's. Like, I would have.
How old is she, though?
If he wasn't so, like, weird. Like, he's weird beard. Like, why him? Like, there's other rock stars that look way better than him. Like no homo. Like, there's other rock stars that look way better than him and actually can sing and rap better than him.
Peter, search up Megan Fox.
Yeah, she's 34.
Let's check how old she is.
She's 34. She's online about she's 34.
Yo, she looks like she still can be in college as a freshman. I dragged it, but like...
Nah, you're OD.
Yeah, I went to her. But like, you know, she still looks young, like 34.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's nice to her or something, and, you know, she's looking for something different than from what she's used to.
That's like,
yeah.
That's like Avatar different right there. That's a different planet. That's a different species.
He looks like
speaking
the guy from
of,
you know, one of the doctors.
Word. But this, at this point,
I haven't seen Doctor Who.
You should talk about that.
Oh yeah.
No, speaking of Avatar,
controversy.
It's getting Avatar is getting a sequel.
Ooh.
The Blue Monkeys Avatar.
Ah,
monkeys.
Nice.
And it's in. Like no, I'm playing.
It's in production.
I just hope they don't mess it up.
So,
yeah.
Peter, what did you think of the first one?
The first one was really good. I mean, the story, everything was one of the best movies I've seen. I mean, about directing, about acting. I mean, the whole story itself was cool. It was really, really entertaining. And I really loved it. It's one of the best movies I've seen. Hopefully, you know, they don't mess it up.
Yeah, because, knowing, like, from all the scenes that were cut, it could be, like, a whole universe. But just depends. James Cameron, he's still directing the second one, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, that's good.
That would be good.
It's his baby.
Because, like, when you make when he was making the first one, there's a lot of things that he was saying that, like, he wanted to put, but he wanted to wait until to make another one to put them in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
But what'd you think of it, Chris?
It's, wow. One of my top movies. If you listen to the other podcast, that was, like, one of my top movies.
Like another.
It was well made. It was a little ahead of its time. Production wise, like the way they made it was a little ahead of its time. Like it just wowed everybody, and it still hits today. Like when you see that movie, you're like, wow, it's pretty good. Like that, like when it comes to the acting, I say the acting, oof, I'll give it an 8.
Yeah, out of perfect.
Bro, the acting is like a nine. It's like a 9.
It's like a 9, yeah.
There's like a 9. I'm not gonna give a perfect because you know there's some of them that could have worked on. I can't lie. Most of the actors, even to the background act, the actors in the background were spot on. And even the side characters were spot on. And I was like, it's true that there could be a whole universe to this. This could be you could really expand on this because remember, there's other tribes. There's other businesses, like you. I mean, it's a new planet. There's things you can explore there. Like there could be a cure for something else. Like you know, they only go in there for what was under the tree, but you don't know what other resources are on that planet. You know, there could be even other things that they discover, and they're gonna want that too. And it could create a problem. You know, there's endless possibilities that producer made in that movie, and it's like wow, and it's like that story is great.
Are they gonna do it with humans or just the avatars? I mean, the blue monkeys.
But what I would think is just the blue monkeys.
Yeah, because they would need a like a really really good story to get humans involved again. True. You know, because they got kicked out.
I mean, you remember in the first one.
What they can do?
Yeah.
What they can do is like make it into like a Planet of the Apes type of story.
One of your favorite movies.
Like my top 20, man.
Top 20.
Like either the humans can invade the planet or what are they called? The blue monkeys?
Yeah.
Like the species?
Oof, I forgot the name.
Blue monkeys?
But whatever, they can like also invade Earth.
Yeah, but they should hold that down. Because remember the first movie, they didn't kill all of the humans. They actually sent them back to Earth. So with that,
oh yeah,
you know, that's a... I don't mean to be mean, but like, I would have killed them all just because of that. Like, I know not all of them were in the wrong, but just for knowing and the possibility that they could come back because they know how to get to the planet, I would kill them all. And I know why he didn't kill them all because you know that means that there could be a revolution for killing a lot of Americans or a lot of you know Earthlings. So they could always come back with more guns and more firepower. And
he was human too, though. That's the thing.
Well, not anymore.
I mean, yeah, but up to the last minute, he was a human until he turned. He was sucked in through the tree.
Yeah, that is
true. Oh, they're called the Navi.
Watch out for that tree.
But he'd rather be one of them than me, because he... The thing about his character, which is nice, is that he was more one of them than being a human. Like when you look at his life, like everything was done in his life. Like his family, his brother, he just lost his brother. He his legs don't work.
His twin brother.
When in the beginning, right? Yeah, it's his twin brother. It's weird.
Chichi.
It's literally him. So like,
yeah, they're called the Navi.
Oh, the Navi, yes.
Navi, yes.
Yeah.
Right? And in the...
We all knew that.
Of course.
In the beginning of the movie, you can see, like, when he was living in that, like, that small room, literally his toilet and his kitchen were in the same area as his bed and the TV. Everything was in that one space. And it's like his life was, they were picking his life as miserable. Because, like, that gives him more motive to just not become human, like, not be a human, like, to give it all up.
Yeah.
Well, he gave it all up. I mean, there's no going back.
Yeah, there's no going back. His body
is gone.
His body's one with the mother.
Yes.
La madre.
I blame
her. Yeah, but... yeah, they took it. You know, they must have buried him or something. I don't know. Do you think they ate him afterwards? I mean, we never saw them eat him.
Maybe.
I mean,
yeah, they do.
Yeah, but they used to kill, but we didn't see them actually cooking.
I saw them. I think they ate fruit, right?
Yeah, they ate fruit.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they ate
never the meat.
Exactly, never the meat.
There was a scene where they. No, but there was a scene where they were eating.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
They were like tasting a fruit.
A fruit.
So they're just talking about meat.
Yeah.
Like the.
They're vegans now?
No, we haven't. But yeah, the vegan. But if they put it, then the vegans will attack. Will attack the movie.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be like, no, they're one of us. They're vegan.
But you. There's like. I know some vegans want everybody to be vegan, but that's you can't do that. It's impossible.
Yo, there are vegans that are worse than religious cults. I mean, it's like they really want to convert you. They're like everything they do and they say is like, I'm a vegan and I like this, I like this. It's like, dude, I didn't ask.
But like
just
if we were all But if we were all vegan, like, what would we do with all the cows?
They would be overpopulated. I mean, because, you know, the food chain is there for a reason.
Yeah.
We got to kill the cows because if we don't kill the cows, the ozone layer is gone. It's destroyed. The more cows there is, the more destroyed our planet is going to be. Unless we become vegans and we
don't. No, actually, it's the opposite.
It's impossible because being a vegan is eating plants. So it kind of contradicts itself because we kind of need those plants for oxygen and we're kind of taking down the plants to eat the plants so we don't eat the cows, but the cows are messing up the ozone. So it's either which one you want. You either want oxygen or you want to die.
Yeah, but, you know, if you have to, you know, make more vegetables, harvest more, then you're going to have to get equipment, more pollution, more gas. You know, transport all those vegetables. So we go back to the same thing.
Exactly.
Just eat whatever you want. That's, you know, it's your thing. That's it. They want to eat vegetables, eat vegetables. You want to eat meat. You know, don't be like a Nazi.
Don't force the Nazi.
You know.
Yeah, that's true.
But, oh, did you hear about the theaters that were starting to open? Well, in July they're gonna start
with
to
no
open.
No mask.
Yeah. Feel bad for them though.
They put a statement saying like at first they were like, oh, you don't have to wear a mask if you don't want to.
You can just die. It's okay.
But the employees had to wear masks.
That's weird.
That was crazy.
Yeah, well, how are they going to do it? Because they're going to have to separate people into, like, 6 feet apart and, you know, like, you know, close some chairs or put something on the chairs so you can't sit there, you know.
No, the reason why they said that is they said, like, they didn't want to be, like politically, like, wrong, which does not make any sense.
It makes no sense.
Everybody wants to be politically correct and they mess up all the time. But by the way, okay, talking about the theaters, what movies are they going to show? There's no movies out there.
Yeah, for real. What I know, there's only two, I think. I'm trying to remember.
They're going to stream Netflix on the theaters or
something? They probably have to.
They're going to bring back other movies that... They're probably going to bring back old movies.
most likely, because there's really no movies out there. Everything's going to TV.
But who would watch old another, movies?
Another month
risking their life.
Another month of
what do you call it? Like, is it worth the risk?
And
watch an old movie.
Are actors even willing to make movies now? Because I mean, well, they will.
Well, yeah, they actually.
Yeah.
Now they started production for the. We're gonna talk about it later, but for Avatar number 2 also. They started production, and for Jurassic World 3.
Gotcha.
They started production.
Jurassic World 3. Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, I like how they did Jurassic World. That's pretty nice.
All right, let's get into it then. So, what do you think of the Jurassic World franchise? Like Jurassic Park also? Like the whole thing?
Ooh. Chris? Take that, Chris.
All right, so the whole franchise, like all the movies together, like all the way from the beginning.
Yeah,
I know what they were trying.
Like, what's your opinion of the whole thing?
I mean, I see what they're doing. It makes sense in a way. Like, I know it's a movie, but like, at least you could put more science into it, because like, you know, like taking the DNA from the mosquito and like making dinosaurs.
Bingo, dino DNA.
It's like it kind of.
I can't stop saying that.
Technically, that won't work. That's why it's never happened. You know, now, because you know, there's multiple mosquitoes with DNA, but like, you know, you can't make a dinosaur like that. There's a lot of process that goes to it, and mosquitoes cannot. You know, hold DNA for so long that you can make a like life. You can create life out of it. You know what I mean? Are we, at least not now. But I see what they try to do. I like how they made the series. I like how they created the franchise. How they try to twist the plot a little bit. You know, saying like the old park. Like they really try to put the old park in rest. Like they rest the old park, like the old Jurassic Park. And make Jurassic World, you know, like, you know, in a continuation.
Well, do you like the first Jurassic World or Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom? Which one do you like better? Damn.
That's a hard question. I mean, the first one was nice. I'm not even gonna hold you. The first one was nice with the super intelligent Dino T-Rex.
Yeah.
The Indominus Rex.
The only part I didn't like was that helicopter with the guy with the gun, and how he missed every single bullet. Every single bullet to that dinosaur. And I'm like, just shoot above him. Like, it's not rocket science. Like, they could have, like, it would have been okay if he was, like, weaving the shots, but, like, the dinosaur was just running straight, and the guy was missing all the shots, and I'm like... Why is this guy shooting the gun?
Wait, what part?
You remember the part where the dinosaur is like on the run and it's going into that doom of the pterodactyls.
Yeah.
And the guy was in the helicopter with the machine gun.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, I was like in the edge of my seat. And I was just like, shoot the dinosaur! He's right there. And you know. And I feel like that's the only part that, you know, that was kind of weird. They could have did it differently.
Yeah.
But other than that, that is my favorite one out of all of them.
You know that actor, the actor actually died?
For real?
The director?
Yeah.
Or the actor?
The actor.
Filming the movie?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
Years later.
I was going to say, with the explosion of the helicopter? No, or
yeah, he felt... In the helicopter, from the helicopter.
Wait, the one that died, the rich guy, the rich guy.
Yeah, the.
Yeah, the manager, yes. the CEO.
Oh wow!
The guy flying the helicopter.
Yeah, I think he had cancer, an illness, some sort of illness.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I did. Well,
yeah. Peace. So you like the first one, right?
Yeah,
the first Jurassic World.
I mean, they're both good, but if I had to pick, I'll pick the first one.
And your favorite overall? Oof. Like with the old ones and the new one.
Definitely the old one. I can't. I watched it like multiple times.
But which one?
The second one. No. Yes. No, wait. The one.
Okay, to make it easier. Just not including the first one. Like, don't. Not the first one. You can't choose that one.
All right, then I'll definitely pick the second one.
Bye.
No, I didn't like the second one.
Why? A lot of people hate on the second one. Why is that?
My favorite is the third one. Like even counting the first one, I like the third one.
Yeah, with the kid that gets lost and he has to go rescue the kid.
Yeah,
that's part three. Part two is the one that he goes to get his girl.
That, I hate that.
You know that.
Why you hate that one?
I didn't like that.
Like,
one.
Yeah, the actors. I didn't like the actors in it either.
Wow, I'm a bad. I watch bad movies. Then. That's what you're trying
to say. Yeah, mostly, but okay. I mean, nobody's perfect.
But what do you think of the franchise, Peter?
Well, to me, I really enjoy the franchise. I was, Jurassic Park, The Lost World, then Jurassic Park 3, then Jurassic World, then Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. They're all good. They're all really good, but okay, the first one was the best. I mean, Jurassic Park. That was introduction to the whole thing.
It's a classic. Funny.
Yeah, it was classic. Everything was really good. Lost World, I liked it. But when they came back to land, when they came back to the United States, that's when I really didn't like it that much. But while they were in the park itself, in the island, it was okay. Now Jurassic Park 3, it was okay, but a little like they were pushing it. It wasn't that, all that. Now Jurassic World was pretty good because it was a new thing. It was really something. It was something good. It just opened up the franchise again, Fallen Kingdom was good, but the only thing I didn't like about Fallen Kingdom is that the end is too open. It's like the dinosaurs are all over the place. I mean, we saw the end with the surfer, with the monster with the wave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yo, that was scary.
And then you see the T-Rex, roaring, like on
like
the
top of
a mountain next to a freeway or something. I mean,
that was actually pretty cool, though.
I like the lion, the one with the lion, and then the T-Rex. Was it T-Rex?
In the zoo, right?
In the zoo, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Like, who's the king now,
But, yeah, it was so cool.
Well, but it just left it too open, and then they have to add the story of the girl, clone also and everything. It's like this.
That one was weird.
Yeah, it was adding to, adding some things that were not necessary to add,
That is true.
They should have just kept it dinosaurs,
Yeah, you're right.
Just save the dinosaurs somehow, but stop trying to make, side stories that really doesn't make that much sense. But it was good.
For real.
Hopefully, hopefully they don't mess it up.
So you like the first Jurassic World then, right?
The first Jurassic World I liked.
Second better one, than the second?
So. It's still okay. It's still, watchable. I could watch it. I could watch it again. It's no big deal. But Jurassic World, I could watch it multiple times. It's no problem.
Yeah.
But
out of all of them, which one was your favorite? I'll give you not including the first one, and then including. Well, you're gonna choose the first one.
Including the first one, okay. My favorite is always gonna be Jurassic Park, the first one, the original. And second to that, just to make it a little better, okay, Jurassic World. You know, the original one. You know, mm-hmm. And that's it. And the other ones are okay.
Ooh. I like the third one, the third Jurassic Park, because like, I don't know, I thought like the story was nice too. I liked it. The kid from the first one was trying to hide the eggs, the raptor eggs.
Yeah, and he got mad at.
And then when the. What's the guy, the main guy from the first one?
Yeah, I forgot about his name.
Yeah.
The one that likes velociraptors. He called the girl because he needed help, remember? And then the kid answered the phone. But he was watching Barney.
He was like,
that was so cool. I like that part. I don't know. But yeah, I picked the third one. And
Alan Grant?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Grant.
Oh, Alan. I was like, I know he has a last name.
Mr. Grant.
What do you think the new one is going to be about? Like,
I mean, are they going to follow the... that's the thing that we don't know. Are they going to follow the same storyline or Jurassic World? Or because it ended that the dinosaurs are loose. I mean, are they going to pick it up from there? Or they're just going to make a new...
Yeah. No, I think they're going to pick it up from there.
I mean, that's a mess. You know, dinosaurs in the city? I mean, that's... You know, that's going to be kind of weird.
But I would think, like, it's easy. Called the National Guard.
Yeah. Hopefully they know how
to... Just kill them. Just smoke them.
The hardest one is the one in the water.
Put the gun in a chopper and blow this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you remember the guys from this movie don't know how to shoot. It's like Star Wars.
Yep.
Pew, so pew, pew.
I don't think the National Guard would be helping.
But even if you try to kill them, you have to remember, life finds a way.
Life
and
it finds a way.
It finds a way. So they're gonna use that line, you know, like dinosaurs, you know, flourish.
They eat bullets somehow. Now.
They're bulletproof now.
You know.
No, what I was thinking, like they would probably go into is like. Not killing the animals, like the second one, basically. Like they were trying to save the animals, the dinosaurs.
So they're gonna capture them instead of literally ending their lives.
I would think, like, yeah,
that's stupid.
Like they're gonna debate whether to like kill them or send them to another island or something.
They should just kill them. They're not supposed to be alive. You're bringing back something from the dead that it should have been resting in peace. They're not meant to be alive in this era. They don't fit. So when you have these kind of animals, that's why I don't think you should just save them. Like, just end their suffering and just kill them now. Like,
they can't exist with us. I mean, they're too violent.
But life finds a way.
Yeah.
Oh, my. They use that for everything.
That's their excuse. There's just life finds a way.
I wonder if Samuel Jackson is going to be on the movie. He's in every movie.
As a ghost?
I don't know. He's in every movie.
He was in the first one.
True, true, true.
He died, remember?
Yeah. We see his
name. I felt... The only death I felt bad from the first one.
He could be a clone.
Oh, you're right.
He could be a clone.
But why would you bring him back?
Because John Hammond felt so bad that all those people died. So he brought
everybody back.
Died back. You know, to make up for what happened, you know? So there you go, you see.
Stop. It makes sense. You just want Samuel Jackson to be in the movie.
It makes sense. It's everything.
I felt bad that the hunter died. Remember, the one that says "clever girl."
Yeah, he was.
Oh, cool. Man.
I feel so bad for that one.
I liked him, man.
Yeah. Clever girl.
Clever
girl. That was cool, though. Clever girl.
Because it was it was smart. They're smart. See, that hurt. I feel like that's going to be the hardest dinosaur. The raptors, they're smart. They're really smart. Especially if they know how to survive.
They're smarter than humans.
They're actually...
Are you smarter than greater?
They're literally born to survive. They're born to hide in plain sight, to work as a team. They're literally bred to work as a team and to survive.
Oof.
Yo, they can
camouflage.
They could learn computers and stuff.
Good thing that one was killed. If that dinosaur was never killed at the end of that movie, it would have been a big problem.
Oh yeah.
That hybrid.
They can make more. I think he took the DNA, right?
No, he took an egg.
Doctor. What's his name? Doctor
Wu.
Wu, yeah.
Doctor Wu.
Doctor Wu.
Yeah, he has all the eggs, the embryos, and everything.
Yeah, he's all set.
Oh, and remember,
it's his pretty, my precious.
But remember, from part one, remember the bottle that fell from the guy, from the fat guy, that fell.
You know, oh yeah,
the beard spray, you know,
from the shaving cream.
The shaving cream, yeah. That was, you know, put into, you know, mud and everything. So maybe somebody will find that can.
Oh,
finds a way.
Oh my god! I'm already mad.
I'm sure they did that for a purpose, for a reason. They did that.
I think you just ruined.
Yeah, that's how they populated. Remember?
No, they didn't do it because of that.
No,
that was buried. They kind of did it in the sense like, somebody's gonna find this later on in the future, you know, like, and somebody's gonna do something with it. But
yeah, to leave things open.
Exactly, to leave it open for another story. Because that was a little out of place, you know, making that, you know, fall.
But they don't need it now, though.
No, not really. They have the technology. They can rebuild it.
And they have Dr. Wu.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning, I liked him, but then I started to hate him so much. You know, in part, you know, Jurassic World parts, you know, Fallen Kingdom, I hated him.
I liked him. I liked the character.
I like to hate him. Yeah, okay.
I like to hate him.
So he's a good actor because he makes you hate him a lot.
Yeah.
You know. Because he doesn't care for people dying and stuff. He just wants to do his science. And
he wants his precious.
Yeah, true.
If a character in a movie is supposed to be bad and it actually makes you hate him in real life, he did a good job.
Yeah, you know, if I meet him in the street, I want to suck him up, you know.
Yeah. I want to hug him.
Yeah, hug him until there's more life in it.
Like the other day, like I had watched On My Block on Netflix, and it, you know, like for the people that watched it in the first season, that like there's like this little
spoiler,
one of the kid, yeah. In the first season, well, it's the first season, already second season. So if you haven't watched it, you like go watch it. What are
you doing? You gotta watch it.
Nah, but in the first season, there's this kid, and he's like. Just in the gang, he just been in the gang, and he's like trying to act, you know, like a gangster and stuff. And you know, one of the main characters gives him sympathy, and it's like he comes back and kills one of the main characters, and it's like, yo, like he's just so good that I literally saw him in the street, I would rock him, I would punch him, and he, even though I knew he was just acting, I still want to punch him. Like his face is just like. Like he did a really good job. Like I really felt like he was really in that role. Like he was really there. And it's like it's one of those type of movies. Like if the guy's good in that role, you know, that's the job
of the actor.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like the Joker.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know, after that movie, I'm not even gonna hold you. I felt like, you know, I feel like following him too.
You
like,
sympathized.
Yeah, I felt where he was coming from. I feel like the stuff that they were showing in the Joker was not that far away from what's happening now. I was like, I can relate. Why can't I relate?
Yeah,
no.
When you think about it, you're like, you're relating to Joker. How can
I? You had a mental breakdown. I mean, you had a mental problem. You needed medicine.
Aren't we all? Not me.
Yeah, don't we all? That's true.
Aren't we all having a I felt like I was in that bathroom with him. Nah, he was.
Oh, no.
Hey, let's just do something for white paint. And... Let's do this.
Yeah, we got to get skinny.
Let's get skinny. I'm the fat Joker.
The fat Joker.
Remember, it's just like the multiverse. I mean, there has to be a fat one somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was yeah, a piggy. Makes sense.
Excited,
somebody,
there you go.
Somebody throws a
life finds a way.
Somebody throws a full plate of food on the floor and stomps on it, and then Peter's like,
like you see in the circus, most of the clowns are fat.
So, technically,
so I'll be actually normal. You guys,
anyways. You guys are going too off topic. I hate you guys. So, our last topic, I guess I can't segue to that.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
Ghostbusters is getting a trilogy. Well, the last one, it's gonna be called Ghostbusters Afterlife,
yes,
which is gonna be following after the second one.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're gonna make
we need to forget that the third one. It needs to be
okay. Forgotten. Okay, let's give the floor to Peter. What do you think of the 2016 one?
Okay, the 2016 one was the most horrific Ghostbuster movie that I have ever seen. It was I cannot even explain how bad it was. Because, okay, if they would have done a standalone Ghostbuster, you know, with the same characters, you know, like a different dialogue, different things, you know, fine, that's cool. But they literally made a remake, you know, and they messed it up badly, you know, because they wanted to, you know, I don't want to go into politics and stuff, but... You know, they wanted to make it so feminine and so female empowerment and everything that they actually messed it up.
Yeah, they were not.
You know, all those actors I love. I love McCarthy. I love all those actors. The girl from Saturday Night Live, she's great.
They were all from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, they
were. Well, they were. Yeah.
Most of them.
Just like the original.
I mean, they're great actors. But what they were giving was something bad. It was not, I don't know if they really thought about it or they're just making movies just for the fun of it or just to please certain
people.
Well, it's really
did you like the dialogue?
The dialogue was no, because you see, remember what I said about the cookie last time? When you have a recipe, you can't change it. You know? If that book is making you money, don't change it. You know,
we're gonna hear this every episode.
Yo, for real, because okay, they can
life is like a cookie.
Yo, but really, really, they could have just made, you know, like they were their daughters or something like that. You know, that they found the manual. You know, the new apocalypse.
Oh, that would have been cool.
You know, and
yeah.
You know, and they had the blueprints, they knew what they were. But just to come out and just imitate and just redo something, it didn't feel right. And, you know, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, which was one of my favorite things in part one. I mean, over here, he was more, you know, CGI, you know.
And he was there for like 1 second.
Exactly. It wasn't, you know, so there was
the logo was the bad guy.
Exactly. It was really nothing good. I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about the actors. The actors were good, you know, and I love their movies, all of them.
They just
and I love Saturday Night Live. But I'm saying that the project itself should have been different, you know.
Well, I think is like that's why I bring up like if you like the dialogue, because I think most of it was improv.
Oh yeah,
that's what I think.
Like it. I mean,
because the original one, they said like 80% of the original one, the original Ghostbusters, was improv.
Yeah, but they did.
So I think like, yeah, but like I think like they wanted to like, since these are like Saturday Night Live guys, like they wanted to let them improv.
True.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it kind of fell flat.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like they had to make the male secretary so dumb. Like, for real, I mean, that was unnecessary because in part one, the secretary, you know, she was sassy. She was, you know, like, she didn't take crap from anybody. You know, she was like tough.
That's Bay.
You know, and so she was mad cool. So why did you have to make any male characters like so dumb? You know,
yeah,
like,
it was weird.
So that's why I'm saying that it did not feel right. You know,
it was literally all of the guy characters.
Yeah.
Even the mayor.
All the male characters were like dumb, they didn't know what they were doing or something. It's like female.
Yeah.
You know?
You're opening my eyes. For real. Like the mayor was a dummy. Like he did whatever the secretary did. The secretary was a female.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Because the movie was made just with female empowerment in their mind, not about making a good movie, just about pleasing people, you know, to say we made a female movie. You know, that was their goal. Not that it's going to be a good character creation, if they're going to have a nice backstory, if they're going to a good, you know, good writers. No, nothing. That did not matter. What matter is that they're making a movie for female empowerment. That's it. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. They just want to put like a little check mark. We made a movie for them. And they messed up. Yeah.
But what do you think of the whole franchise, like in general? Like, have you watched the cartoon series?
Yes, I watched all the cartoon series, all of them. I played the games from all the way from Nintendo for all of the systems. I seen all the movies. That's a franchise that I followed. That's why I was so hurt with 2016 Ghostbusters. You know, because now the franchise is great. It's a great franchise, and they a lot of potential. That's why when they said that they were going to do Afterlife, you know, and the way they're doing it, you know, I kind of like it because, you know, it's a new generation. You know, they have young people, they have male, female, you know, young, older. They're including everybody, and it seems like they're doing a good job with it. But, you know.
Yeah, the trailer was awesome.
Yeah. And they take from the part one and part two. They take from that, you know, the technology that they have is from there, you know, which is, it makes sense. Right?
Yeah. And like, so you're willing to, you're going to watch the Afterlife, right?
Definitely.
Ghostbusters Afterlife?
Definitely. Yeah. Unless I hear that they messed it up and I see something in the previews or something that, you know, that they're trying to please a certain group or something, then that's it. I don't support nothing. That's a turn off, completely turn off. Any movie that does that, that's it. I'll watch it on TV or I'll watch it for free or something. I'm not giving my
movie. Well, yeah. The only thing like that I know of other than the the trailer is that the director is like looking over it since now he has time. Cool. He's like looking over it and like he's still in the editing process since he has more time.
Cool. Good. Yeah, because it's back at home, so.
Yeah. And Chris, what did you think of the 2016 one?
Yeah, it was a bad idea. I mean, I don't know why they thought of it. To be honest, it's you got to remember, it's a movie. Like, why are you gonna change it if there's nothing wrong with it? It's like
all girl. Like, back to the cookie.
No, yeah. It's not even that. It's not even that. Like, we're not even looking at the guys. I couldn't care less if it was a guy or girl.
Me too.
The only thing I really want was for killing and kicking butt with Ghost. You know, kicking Ghost's butts. Like, that's all I cared.
Yeah.
I want to see a ghost eating something, running through a wall. They have to go inside there, put it in the trap. I don't care if it's a girl or boy. You didn't have to change that. You don't have to make them dumber, smarter. You know, it was okay how it is. It was okay. You know, have it, you know, exactly. You know, have it, you know, you didn't have to change nothing. You didn't have to change the genders or what they say because, you know, you can offend certain people. Like, you know, everything that you can say can offend somebody. Like, you know, if you don't want to offend somebody, then don't make the movie at all. Because anything you can do can offend somebody. But in that case, then we can't make any kind of movie if you're gonna think it's gonna offend somebody. Like, you just gotta see it in a different point of view. Like, they're not making the movie because they wanna, you know, put men on a pedestal. Like, no, we wanna see ghosts and we wanna see lasers and we wanna see the gatekeeper. And we want to see a dry marshmallow man. I want to see the dry marshmallow man.
I want my cookie. I want my regular cookie. The cookie that I came for.
Oh, man. And what did you think of the new trailer from Ghostbusters Afterlife?
I mean, the concept, what I saw in the trailer, the concept is good. I like it. The kids, you know, it's a mix. It's boys and girls. Like, so it doesn't, you know, offend nobody or... You know, I mean, it makes sense. You know, the descendants of the last guys. It makes sense. You know, they found the trap, or they found the whatever the you know, the car, the old car that they fixed up.
You know why? Because life finds a way.
You know, I'll be okay with that, though. I'll be okay with that.
True.
You know, it makes sense. You know what I never thought. Yeah. You know what I never got though. How they never made a you know, like, a copy of what they did. Like, like after they died, nobody never, like, you know, let's take this technology and make some more traps just in case, you know, the ghosts do come back. That's the only thing I thought about. But I was like, I guess they kept it away from the you know, the people, like, from the...
Maybe, yeah. They,
like, because ghosts,
you know...
Start manifesting.
Yeah.
And like, for the trailer, like, the kid that lives in the place where they're staying in the trailer,
yeah,
that kid is the grandson of the what's the Egon,
yeah, the guy with the glasses,
the nerd, yeah,
yeah, the one with the deep voice. You know, I like him out of all of them. I mean, he's my favorite.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
But, yeah.
But that one thing, but, you know, just to add on this, you know, I'm sorry that, but because I'm mad, okay? the thing is this, I mean, where's the creativity anymore? I mean, we're just doing remakes and reboots and remakes. Yeah. You know, how about something new? That how about true. Creating something new from scratch, creating a new friend.
It's because some
gonna love.
No, because some people don't like you.
And make it back.
Some people don't like you.
Nah, because, like, they made Transformers. You know, they did good with that. They, you know, they that's different. That, you know, nowadays
it was all right.
They make something new. Like, as soon as they make something new, 9 movies come out of that.
Exactly. Like,
that's
like they gotta milk it.
Yeah, they milk it till it's dry, till it can't produce anymore.
Yeah,
like, those. The Fast and Furious, you know, the first time seeing Fast and Furious, like, whoa, something new. then oof.
They're up to like two, three, four, Fast and Furious 27.
Like they're milking it until it's dry, and it's like, you know, that's it. Just let it be a one time thing. You know, do something different.
I want to see a Transformers movie with Optimus Prime is a female.
I would literally go over there and become a character.
You know, it's a female Prime. The truck is pink. You know, the trailer is pink. You know.
But what about the hair?
No.
We can just digitally add hair in there, you know.
Instead of Sam with
Wiggy. Or, use Springs. Use Springs as hair.
You see, so this way everybody would be happy.
Everybody wins. Look,
instead of Sam with Wiggy, it's a girl now. Instead of the what's his name?
Samantha with Wiggy.
Samantha, yeah.
Yo,
she's the one that helps out the Autobots. It's not a guy no more.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
It's a girl with her boyfriend, and the boyfriend is now following.
Okay. We're going too off top.
Yeah, the boyfriend is dumb. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah,
he's a coward. He doesn't want to do anything.
And the FBI,
whatever,
the CIA is a girl.
All run by girls.
Yeah, and the army is the girl now.
Yeah, they're all female soldiers.
But Peter, which one is your favorite? The first one or the second one? Ghostbusters?
Oh, 100% the first one. 100%. Part two, it was good. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't that great. But still, it was still good. I still could watch it a few times. But part one was awesome. Was really, really good. Sigourney Weaver, all those actors, they did good. You know, Dan Aykroyd.
There's action figures coming out of them. Like, it looks exactly like them.
Damn, that's nice. I would want to get that. I want to get a replica of the trap to put it on my wall. The trap is like, I want to get
that. I think they have it.
Like a trap that actually opens and stuff, like, and it makes noise. It'll be cool.
Yeah, but the actors are... They're really good. Yeah, like I said, like they said that 80% of the dialogue was improv.
Well, they're all good actors. It was Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, you know, Sigourney Weaver, you know, Ernie Hudson. They're all good actors, you know?
And I told Peter earlier, but this dude named Candy, he was a comedian. I don't know if you know him.
Candy, yeah.
Chris.
Nah, I don't know.
He passed away.
He was was he in Home Alone, Peter?
No, he was in another type of movie. What was it? I'm telling you right now.
Cause he's in Spaceballs, but Chris hasn't seen Spaceballs.
Yeah, he doesn't watch stuff like that. He was in Uncle Buck, Planes and Trains, Great Outdoors. Oh, he was in Home Alone. Yeah, he was in Home Alone.
Like I think he was, I don't know who he was playing, but yeah, anyways, like he was gonna take the original role of the, remember the neighbor, the creepy neighbor?
Yeah,
Chris.
True.
He was gonna play him, and he's like a plus size dude, fat, little fat. He wanted to, the actor wanted Candy. He wanted to play the character as German and with German shepherds. It's so like out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
I can picture him doing it, but it would not go well with the movie.
Nah, but he'll make it work though. I feel like he'll make it work.
No, I think it would have been over the top.
Yeah.
Over the top.
Or was it the moon? Over the
like
top?
It,
yeah.
Under the moon, Alice.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
But yeah. Well, which one did you like, Chris? The first one or the second one?
I mean, I like the second one because, you know. Well, I mean, you know, the first one is better. I'm gonna give it to it. The second one had a lot. It had a lot going to it. It's just that the second one is more pleasing to the eye. that. A lot of stuff happened in the second one. Like, there's so much stuff that happened in the second one that it's like you just pick the second one. But like, if you really watch, you know, if you really was a real, you know, a real Ghostbusters fan, you know that the first one was better. It was better.
Yeah, it's the beginning. Usually, the beginning is good.
Yeah, it's hard to top the beginning. It's hard to top, and unless it's Jurassic Park, but like, it's hard to top it.
Like, I would tell, but the Last Airbender, but the one you can top with anything, you know,
Sharknado.
And Sharknado was actually better.
I don't even know how
it happened. I enjoyed Sharknado.
Sharknado is better.
I enjoyed Sharknado, but I did not enjoy Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Oh my, the movie.
The movie, exactly. No, yeah, exactly. The cartoons are great, are awesome. I mean, they, you know, even the anime is awesome, but the movie. Yeah.
It's considered a cartoon because it's in English. Cartoon.
Yeah, true.
Was it? Did Nickelodeon made that character, or it was already like created?
What Avatar?
I think that's from China.
Yeah, it was
Japanese.
That's why it's not considered anime, because it's not Japanese created. So they get, it's a cartoon. But I feel like. Oof. That thing made me cry. It was beautiful. From the beginning to the end.
I haven't seen it.
I would not take out one thing or add one thing. It's a masterpiece.
I haven't seen it.
You gotta watch it, man. It's.
And I can't believe that Night Shyamalan directed that movie.
Yeah, man.
I can.
That movie was strong.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
He's not great. He's not great. He does a lot of hit and miss stuff.
True.
No, that movie killed his career.
No, he actually made a couple more after that.
Yeah, but they kept trying. Like, you know, you might do good. You might do good.
Yeah, it's he does like 15, 50.
I mean, the Sixth Sense 50 was
good. Half good.
The Sixth Sense was good. You know, Signs was good. The Village.
He did Split, right?
It's still good. What?
He did Split?
Split, yeah, he did in 2016.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It was good, though.
Yeah, Split was okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, I like the concept of Split.
He did Glass, too.
The actor he picked for Split was crazy. He was amazing.
Oh, yeah, he's a good actor.
The concept of Split, I mean, you know, after they made him into, like, an Avenger, but, like, before they did that, you know, it was pretty good.
My God, he was not an Avenger.
Then they started making a heroes, like a band of heroes. It was weird.
Everybody's a hero.
It was weird.
Remember, have you seen you've seen Birdman, right?
Yeah. Yes, you made us watch it.
He's like, oh, everybody's in a cape now. Remember, he's like, what about Jeremy Renner? Oh, he's doing the next Avengers. Ah, him too? Everybody's in a cape now.
That's true.
Yeah, that's how you make money.
True.
But I like the second Ghostbusters, though. Because
it was more.
Because I thought it was funnier. I think it was funnier than the first one, to be honest.
Statue of Liberty.
Smashing against.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I like that part. That's my favorite part.
The whole Titanic. I didn't know the Titanic was a ghost. Literally, the ship was a ghost.
True.
The whole ship came.
Well, they had
people. I liked
too.
It. I don't know.
How?
But yeah.
No, because they put the goo inside, you know? The ectoplasm.
The goo.
The ectoplasm.
When the bathtub moved.
Yeah.
Remember when Sigourney, her character, was taking a bath or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so creepy.
And she was hot there.
Yeah.
She is hot. Well, no.
Well, she's older now.
No, she's not.
I really enjoyed her. I mean, she was really good.
Wait. What do you mean you enjoyed
her? I mean, as an actress. As an actress.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute.
An actress.
You went out with Sigourney Weaver?
I wish. If you hear her, Sigourney Weaver, just, you know, call me. I still.
They should put.
You are beautiful.
They should put her like as an Alexa.
You are beautiful. She's 7 years old.
You are beautiful.
She's 7 years still beautiful.
Yeah.
She should be like doing voices like Alexa.
I'm saying that my Alexa's gonna turn on.
I will pay $1,000 to have a Morgan Freeman Alexa.
I'm God.
What I got from Google is
I'm Morgan Freeman and I'm God. I'm
Morgan Freeman and I'm God.
Oh man. Okay, to end it, since we're in this topic anyway, who's your Hollywood crush?
Oof. That's a hard question. What's her name? Oh damn, I forgot her name. I mean,
from what movie?
She's from a lot of movies. She's from Baywatch.
Baywatch? Yeah. The blonde one?
Yeah, with the blue
eyes. Pamela Anderson?
Oh, the blue eyes. No. Alexandra Daddario.
Her eyes are literally voodoo. She can control people with the voice.
Bro.
Oh, I thought it was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You had a crush on her.
Nah, if I had to pick.
Wait, who? From Spy Kids?
No, yeah. Alexandria. Oh, that's the conflict lady.
I was about to say. I'm not even gonna hold you. Spy Kids, she's fine. Nah, a Lava Girl from Star Wars.
Not anymore.
Lava Girl.
She was fuego. No.
Oh yeah, she was hot.
No. What's her name? The girl, the princess from Star Wars, Lava Girl. No. The princess.
Yeah, I don't even remember what she looks like, bro.
She was bad young, but I was young too, so it counts.
Got it, bro.
Nah, she looks good now. I think she's the girl from Pretty Little Liars.
Pick one. You gotta pick one. Oof. The girl from Ken Hat.
She must
Sally?
Be
old.
Sally.
Yo, Ken in the Hat is a mad good movie.
Yo, Ken in the Hat is 10 out of 10. There's nothing bad about it.
Yo, we gotta do a.
But Peter, you're sticking with Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver or Jamie Lee Curtis?
Oh my god.
In their prime.
Ooh, okay.
You're picking old ladies right now.
I grew up with them and they were my loves when I was, you know, when I was growing up. I mean, they were beautiful. They are still beautiful, but they're older.
I'd rather choose Jamie Lee Curtis than Sigourney Weaver right now.
Yeah, true.
Like if I had to choose.
True that.
But yeah. Mine is hard to choose. I have so many.
That's what I'm saying. You can't hit me that hard, man.
But do you guys do you guys remember Gone Girl?
Yeah, of course.
No.
Remember the
The girl from
the girl.
The girl that played
the girl he cheated on with.
Oh.
Emily Ratajkowski. That's her actor name.
Emma Watson.
She's a model.
Is she the one from? No. She the one, the sister of Jessica Jones. You know who I'm talking about?
From
you know you ever watch Jessica Jones like her sister.
Oh, no. Fire. But she's cute, she's though.
Too. Yeah.
You know, the girl from The Cat in the Hat, she's beautiful now. She grew up.
Yeah, I seen her.
Dakota,
she's okay.
Dakota Fanning?
Yeah.
She
was in Twilight, the Twilight series.
If I had to pick my crush from, like...
Yeah, remember the girl that has the power to...
To torture people?
What is it? To stop your powers or something like that?
No, she has the one, the power that... To inflict pain.
Oh, yeah.
You know, She was the like an evil girl.
Yeah. So hot.
Yeah, she's cool. She's cool. She's cool.
But I guess we'll wrap it up on that note.
My crush of all time has to be Vanessa Hudgens. Has to be.
Oh, Vanessa, yeah. I mean, she's perfect. I mean, she's perfect right now.
I mean, yeah, I would date her even if she was an old lady.
Because it's a start of something new. Okay. All right. On that note, that has been the Kingpin of Pop Culture podcast. Thank you guys for watching and listening. Be sure to like, share, subscribe. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you find your podcast. Say goodbye, guys.
Take care, guys. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Bye, buddy. Okay. Bye, buddy.